This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn.
Say a stormy fail. Trump's evangelical support hits record high. A new poll by the Public Religion Research Institute shows support for President Trump among white evangelicals is at a record high of 75%. Only 22% view the president unfavorably. Amazing. The Hill reports the president's favorability with white evangelicals in the poll has steadily risen over time. The highest before this was 74% last February. That was right after he won, right after the inauguration, right after he was literally sworn in as President of the United States. And at one point this year, though, the number sat at just 68%. Now he's at 75%, the highest it's ever been. Unbelievable. And the key takeaway, I think, is that anyone who tells you we're about to get destroyed in November is delusional or a liar. Now, I'm not saying we're going to necessarily win seats, although I do believe we'll win seats in the U.S. Senate. I think we'll gain. But in the House, I think we'll hang on. We may lose a few seats, but we'll hang on to the edge. They will not control Democrats, the House, and therefore they cannot impeach President Trump. They cannot begin impeachment proceedings. They'll never impeach Trump in general, because impeachment is one thing, but being found guilty is another. You got to get 2/3 vote in the Senate. They'll never do that. But I don't think they're ever going to have the House leadership. Can you imagine America voting to make Nancy Pelosi the Speaker of the House again? You got to be kidding me. Anyone who thinks that is delusional. So I think Christians are right on the money. They see what I see, which is Donald Trump should be more popular now than the day he was elected, because he's actually done so many great things. I think he screwed up with the omnibus spending bill. I continue to say that. But he could even make up for that, because I think he should just take vast quantities of the money that was approved by Congress in that omnibus spending bill and just allocate it to anything he wants and take it away from their favorite pet peeves. All right, I'm your relentless Trump warrior and conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, American-made and proud of it. As someone, one of my fans, Keith, just said, Wayne, you got to add a new line to your repertoire. I love my country. I fear my government. I think it's I love my country. I distrust my government. I think a healthy distrust for government is smart. If you weren't listening yesterday, I told you I'm reading a new book. I can't remember the name. You know, it's in my briefcase. I just got back from Washington, D.C. It's one of those books you read while you're on an airplane. I really have no time to read a book ever, ever, ever in my life other than when I'm on an airplane. So I saved that book just for airplane trips. I bought it on my last trip when I spoke in Phoenix about 3 weeks ago, and then I started reading it on this trip coming back from Washington, D.C. And I've only gotten through one chapter, but the one chapter is all I need. It's about the American West and the fight against Cochise and Geronimo and the Apache Indians and how the American cavalry won the Wild West. And it's just interesting. I had no idea that the entire Wild West was only populated by Mexicans in the 1700s and early 1800s. But by the time the United States settlers got there, remember, America in the 1800s was just all on the East Coast and, you know, west towards Texas, and that was it. There was almost nobody west of Texas. And by the time the American settlers got there in the 1860s and 1870s, the Mexicans were all gone. They had been the inhabitants of the southwest United States, and they were gone. Why were they gone? Because the Mexican government banned guns. You weren't allowed to own a gun. So the Indians killed all the Mexicans, or 90% of them, and chased the rest away. Actually, it was really like they killed 80%, chased 10% away, and stole and enslaved the other 10%, which were all women, and raped them and made them their wives. Read the book. It's a fact. And so Indians were raping and murdering Mexicans because Mexicans had no guns. And as soon as the Americans got there, the Indians tried, but they couldn't get away with it. And the Americans won the battle. And the rest is history. And what won the battle is we had guns. The American government allows its people to own guns. Mexican government was scared to death that if you give guns to the people, they will revolt and overthrow the government. Revolt and overthrow the government. That's what these liberals are afraid of, that we will actually have a say, that government will not be able to control our lives, that will answer back. All right, this show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country blessed by God. Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. And if you're among the first 100 callers, it's pretty cool because you're going to automatically get for free an American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. By the way, gold is right up there with where it's been for years, $1,346 as of today's close, $1,346 an ounce. Silver at almost an all-time high, 1732. I don't mean all-time high, but all-time recent high. It's been quite a few years since gold and silver were at the lofty levels they are, and many believe they have nowhere to go but up because we're facing lots of inflation and higher interest rates and lots of unsettling crisis situations in the world. So it's a perfect opportunity to own gold, as in absolutely perfect. So give them a call and get your American Silver Eagle and find out more about precious metals. Everyone needs some. You need insurance. I call financial insurance against bad times, bad things happening, tragedy, inflation, higher interest rates. You get it. The phone number, if you're among the first 100, you get it. The coin is free. 800-780-9000. Ask them for a free video as well. 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. We are the most caller-friendly show in America. As we await the phone company finally letting our national 800 number through and work, we will give you the local number for today again, 214-810-TALK, 214-810-TALK. Love to hear from you. I don't care where you are. If you're in Vegas, you're in anywhere in the country, it really doesn't matter. It's just a local call on your cell phone, 214-810-8255. It's 214-810-TALK. So some things that I want to talk about, not in the news. I don't see it on any major website. I have all these websites I go to that are conservative websites, libertarian websites, and they give you news, and you're always wondering, is it possible they're giving you the wrong news? Because I don't see it at a single mainstream website. Even Fox News doesn't have the news that they've got. And you go, wow, and every single time, when I tell you every single time, it turns out to be true because 2 days later, 3 days later, or a week later, it is on Fox or it is on CNN, and it turned out to be true. So they get the information first. And what these sites are telling me today is that Donald Trump has won and Mexico will pay for the wall. Now, it's not at Fox News. It's not at CNN. You won't hear it on the evening news tonight. But the United States is renegotiating the NAFTA deal with Canada and Mexico. And these websites that are really never wrong, they always give me the latest information and the kind of the latest inside scoop and secret news that nobody else knows, and it becomes mainstream a week later. And they're telling me that Mexico has publicly agreed to pay for the wall, offering an emergency deal to close a NAFTA tariff loophole. And so they will support the U.S., Mexico will, U.S.'s steel tariff against China by shutting down the NAFTA back door. The bigger story is Mexico's admission and concession to the U.S. trade position that Canada and Mexico structure access to the U.S. market inside their trade deals with other nations. So, you know, in the old days, if there was a trade tariff, all they would do is they'd open a plant in Mexico and then it would come from Mexico, and therefore the tariff wouldn't apply. And Mexico's saying, we're going to stop that, and we're not going to allow anybody to open a plant in Mexico and therefore get away with not paying the tariff to the United States, which means we're going to make ourselves $25 billion of extra money. And guess what? The wall's paid for. Just like that, the wall is paid for. So if this is correct, Donald Trump has won again, another brilliant negotiation, just like, by the way, he won again. Well, he's on the track to win again with North Korea. I won't get ahead of myself. We don't know if he's won again, but we know that Kim Jong-un is looking for a meeting, and he's talking about literally giving up his nuclear arms. So Trump is on the way to victory there, and he's made a breakthrough, and it sounds like he's made a breakthrough with Mexico as well. And because of that, that's why Democrats don't believe they can win. They just don't believe they can win. And being that they can't win, they have to cheat to win, or they have to change the rules to win. That's why they believe in open borders, letting in lots of foreigners who need welfare desperately and will vote Democrat, because Democrats won't kick them out of the country. We'll give them their welfare. And for that same reason, Democrats are introducing legislation in Washington, D.C. to lower the age of voting to 16. 16. Like there's a 16-year-old who knows anything about life. And don't say, you know, if you're listening right now and you're 16, don't say Wainwright's a bad guy. Oh, he's mean. That's nonsense. I was 16 once, and I knew nothing. And even sadder than that, I knew nothing but thought I knew everything. Every 16-year-old I know knew nothing and thought they knew everything. So, you know, it's bad enough we lowered the voting age to 18, which I think is silly. The voting age should be 21. Everyone should vote when they turn 21. That means you've been a little bit through life. You've gotten some experience. You know, it's bad enough that we allow them to vote in college when they're not even barely shaving yet. Now you want them to vote in their sophomore and junior years of high school. So this is all because they can't win elections. Democrats are in panic mode. They're losing their grip on reality. And this is the latest push by March for Our Lives, you know, which is like, I'm sure it's a communist group. I guarantee you, they're a bunch of commies. And they want 16-year-olds to vote because that's more Democratic votes. Because when you're 16, you think everything is mean. You want to take away welfare? You're mean. You want to take away Obamacare? You don't want to pay for everyone's health care? People will die in the streets. You're mean. You Republicans, you want everyone to just starve. Women and children die in the street. Wayne Oliver at War Now, USA Radio. Be right back. Root, I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout. War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, Wayne on the Roof, War Now. Welcome back to the show. War Now on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show, a 72-hour emergency food supply for only $17.76 each. Very patriotic price, $17.76 plus free shipping. Take action now, 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. Very special website they created just for the listeners of this show. The food lasts 25 years in storage. Order several food kits now for every member of your family so you're ready if tragedy or disaster strikes. Never a bad thing to be prepared. Never an hysterical thing to be prepared. It's always smart to be prepared. I always, you know, expect the best and prepare for the worst. 888-524-6540, so I expect the best. And it usually does happen, but you never know. And if it does, bad things happen, I'm ready. 888-524-6540, or go online with preparewithwayne.com. All right, soon we're going to have to create a new one called preparewithmegan.com. Megan Barnes is with us in studio. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
ReaganBabe.com is your website. RootForAmerica.com is my website. I never mention my website until I mention yours. I always forget to do it.
Well, I'm here to remind you.
There you are. You are my reminder. ReaganBabe.com. All right, so let's talk a little bit. It's not on your list of topics we're going to talk about today, so I'll just hit you with the most important news story of the day, I think, which is Rudy Giuliani joining the defense team of Donald Trump. I think that's a great move, and I think Trump worked wonders. Good stuff.
Yeah, and he said he arrived at that decision over the weekend at Mar-a-Lago. They've been talking about it for a few weeks, and that's what they need. They need someone to get Mueller to close this supposed Russian collusion that has absolutely nothing to do with the president. Now it has everything to do with Michael Cohen. And so it's a good addition. He also added the Reskins. I think there are a couple former federal prosecutors, married couple, run a law firm in Florida. So he's looking to fill two more positions.
Well, the mistake that was made was from the very beginning, I thought that that Rudy Giuliani was the leading candidate for attorney general. And if
yeah.
he named the attorney general, that might have been a very, you know, wonderful turn of events versus what he wound up doing, which is Sessions.
Because bias is not an issue. I mean, that's what the Democrats kept saying. Bias isn't an issue. You know, there's no bias here. It doesn't matter. You can have bias if you're a judge. You can have bias if you're an investigator. Okay, well, then put Rudolph Giuliani in the AG slot and see how they feel about bias.
Yeah, well, I mean, the point was Sessions should have been just as much of a pit bull as Rudy Giuliani. But I think he's compromised. I think Sessions is being blackmailed.
You know, he's a pit bull on what he was a pit bull in the Senate, and that was
illegal immigration. That's it.
Right.
Nothing
and so
else.
There you have, you know, the exposure of, you know, hundreds of MS-13 gang members being released back into society. You know, that was exposed to California, of course, the sanctuary state that they are, is harboring them. They went to Orange County, California, too, and Washington and wherever. But, you know, this is... You know, we have to clean up our streets because, God forbid, did you just hear the communist is in the lead in the Mexico election?
Yeah, well...
So we're going to have a communist narco state to the south of our border. We don't think we need a wall?
We're going to have Cuba on the other side of the Texas
border. Yeah, basically.
Right.
Yeah, who believes in reconquistadores.
And by the way, there's a stunning new study out. 94% of immigrants in U.S. federal prisons, 94% are illegal aliens. It's over 35,000 individuals. This is just federal, not state prisons. God knows how many are in state prisons. You've got to assume far, far more. But in federal prisons, 94% of the immigrants are criminal, illegal aliens. Not a big surprise. I mean, you show me someone who comes here from Canada, wants to work hard, or Austria or Australia, Great Britain. You know, I don't think of them as criminals. They're just nice immigrants that came here legally, and they came to America to seek a better life. But you show me someone who broke the law to come here, and they're from a poverty-stricken socialist country like Mexico.
Honduras.
Honduras, El Salvador. I mean, there's a lot of choices. And I think, you know, I think you got a problem. And so it's not surprising. Look, Cuba's a communist country. And yet the people that come from it seem to all be Republicans when they get here. Why is that? Because they came here legally. They didn't break the law to come here. But Mexicans break the law to come here. Again, I'm not saying Mexicans are all bad people. I'm saying the ones who come here illegally are bad people, many of them. I'm saying the ones who come here illegally from El Salvador and Guatemala are bad people. The ones who come here legally are probably very nice people. You show me a nice, you know, a lawyer, a doctor, a professional who comes here from Central America or Mexico, nothing wrong with that. If they come here legally and they have a skill set, they'll do just fine in America. They're no different than my grandparents.
Well, the skill set is the important part, right? That's
right.
Why we want a merit-based system.
Right.
If we have a criminal that has crossed illegally, I don't think he's going to have a good conscience all of a sudden and be a good citizen. All he's known is the life on the streets, or all he's known is crime, and he's grown up around crime. So, I mean, we're taking some of the bad hombres in. It's very evident.
Right. So, and one quick question for you. Your family, when did they get here? Like, early?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I have to do the whole tree, but, you know, Swedish.
But when did they get here? What time period?
Oh, hell if I know. Don't know.
Well, there's a good answer. Hell if she knows. But they came here legally, right? They
right.
all came
yes.
legally. That's the difference, just like mine. Wayne Allred, War Now. We'll be right back. More with Megan Barton.
Root for Blue Blocker sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War Now!
You USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump met with Joint Interagency Task Force South in Key West, Florida, where he talked about the border and why we need to build that wall.
We need border protection. We need the wall. We have to have the wall. The Democrats don't want to approve a wall because they think it's good politically, but it's not. You're looking at what's happening in California with sanctuary cities where the people are really going the opposite way. They don't want sanctuary cities.
Lance Armstrong agreed today to pay $5 million to settle claims that he defrauded the federal government by using performance-enhancing drugs when the USPS sponsored his cycling team. That's according to Elliot Peters, Armstrong's lead lawyer in the case. The settlement ended years of legal wrangling between Armstrong and the government over whether the Postal Service had actually sustained harm because of Armstrong's doping. Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Cornell. Krill Omega 50 Plus, sponsor of this segment of the show. No question you need omega-3s. Which form should you take, fish oil or krill oil? It's been a big debate, but not anymore. Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, I love it. It combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart, krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. And it will boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. Guaranteed, and Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle. So put it to the test. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. 800-399-6392. 800-399-6392. Toll free anywhere in the United States. 800-399-6392. All right. Thank you, Krill. Thank you, Purity. Welcome back with Megan Barth. Her website is ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, it is wild. By the way, are you aware of what's happening in South Africa? Are you aware of
the massive white genocide that's going on?
Yeah, not only white genocide, but also white theft. In other words, they've made it the law. You can steal any white farmer's farm you want.
Oh, perfect.
And they said, you know, for now it won't be a genocide. This is the president speaking. We passed the law, we could steal any white person's farm, but for now it won't be a genocide. Just give it over peacefully, we won't kill all of you. And it's just funny because...
It's not in the news.
It's not in the news. It's a total...
Well, I think it was actually Colin Kaepernick that was tweeting in support of this guy maybe a week or two ago, and maybe that's one of the reasons why Seattle also ran like a scalded dog.
But he's never going to work again. Nobody's going to take him.
Well, he can work as a community organizer.
Right, but I mean, as a quarterback, he's done.
Yeah, no, he can throw a ball in the inner city.
He's good. So, I mean, it's a shame that nobody wants him, but they don't want him because he's nothing but trouble.
Why doesn't he start a scrimmage game on, like, the south side of Chicago with the gangs?
Yeah.
Maybe he can bring peace
in the neighborhood.
Exactly. Yeah, the big mouth. And that's usually how liberals are. They're all just a bunch of big mouths.
But most of those liberals with big mouths that I can't stand are white, by the way, just to be fair.
Oh,
pathetic.
Being a big mouth is an equal opportunity employer.
So
I mean,
who's the beautiful, gorgeous, blonde actress?
Me.
Who? Beautiful, gorgeous, blonde actress from South Africa.
Charlize Theron.
Right. Did you see the statement she made the other day? She has black adopted children. I didn't realize this.
Yes, she does.
She said, I may have to leave America because I see the racism everywhere around me. There's racism, and I can't believe my children will have to see this racism. And I don't even want to get into Donald Trump. This was the quote from her. I don't even want to get into Donald Trump and his fans and his followers. So she sees racism in everything. But I didn't hear her say a word about the poor white people of South Africa who are being slaughtered in a genocide and threatened with a genocide. In the last year, 400 white farmers were murdered. Most of them tortured, many of them raped. Horrible, horrible circumstances. She says nothing about that. She says nothing about a law passed by a new black president saying it's okay to steal the land of white farmers. Not a word from her. Not a word. I find that atrocious because, let's face it, when there was an actual apartheid going on in South Africa, there were plenty of white people marching, some of them liberal, but some conservative too, saying that's a terrible thing. So shouldn't it go the other way too? Shouldn't Hollywood stars say, I marched against apartheid, now I'm going to march against white farmers being slaughtered? Yeah.
Well, because most of them believe that this is kind of justice, right? Because the land was originally stolen. So the, you know, this black uprising that's obviously violent is justified. So violence is justified with the left when it's needed to beat, you know, the fascists or the Nazis. But they use violence as a means. They operate, you know, when you look at whether they're anarchists or progressives or socialists or communists, violence is always a means because they have to use force. That's one of the reasons why they want us disarmed. I heard you're opening at 4 o'clock. It was one of your best, I think, because the ability to have an armed armed people is because of the viciousness of a centralized government.
You heard what I said about the whole desert Southwest, including Nevada, was a bunch of Mexicans before we got here, and they were all slaughtered by the Indians because they were not allowed to have a gun based on the Mexican government said a private citizen can't own a gun. So they all got slaughtered. They counted on the army coming to protect them, and the Mexican army was useless, just as it is now today. Mexican army's always been useless. They're kind of like the French army. They're never there. They put their flag up, and the white flag
aren't
up.
Aren't they just extension of the narco kings?
Right. I mean, there's three words that come out of the mouth of the French army and the Mexican army. I give up. That's all they know how to say. You know, the Americans, I mean, there's something about America. What makes us the greatest fighting people in the history of the world? I don't know, but we are. It's in our blood. You know, we are killers.
We had to fight to preserve liberty.
Yeah. I know what you...
And I mean, the communists, I mean, you didn't even fire a shot and Reagan ended the Cold War. You know, this whole, you know, Russian collusion thing, like Russia, you know, this is the third Cold War, or whatever it is, another Cold War. Well, look what Obama left behind. They take no acceptability. They don't accept accountability, rather. They don't accept accountability. They don't take accountability for foreign policy disasters which led to the uprisings of these terrorist states,
right,
of these communist states, of these despotic states. Venezuela used to be a rich capitalist,
the richest country in Latin America, the richest.
I actually remember wanting to visit at one time.
Yeah. Yes, beautiful country.
And now they're killing pigeons in the streets so they'll have food.
They're raiding the zoo, and they're killing zebras to bring home meat.
Yeah, this is socialism, but they just didn't do it right. Okay, then why don't you show me somewhere where socialism has worked?
Here's a topic we have to bring up. See, your list today is lacking, baby. There's not a lot of good stuff.
I know. You know, I thought I sent more. I only sent three.
No, it's not the quantity. It's the quality. There's a better topic. Since you've been here on Tuesday, we never were able to discuss the lovely Arab American professor at Fresno State. She is a beaut. She is a beaut. Oh my God!
All 500 pounds of her.
Yes, all 500 pounds. She's a beaut. And her comments about Bush's mama and Bush's wife, HW's wife and W's mama. So of course, the first lady died, and she was 92 years old, and she, by all accounts, was a lovely lady and lived a good life. And it's just sad that somebody would say something so disgusting. And here's the point that bothers me. Even if you think it, it's okay to think in your mind, I don't like that person, but who'd be dumb enough to put it on Twitter? Glad the witch is dead. I hope the whole family dies. And oh, by the way, did you notice there was another backup tweet? I didn't know until today.
Oh, yeah.
There's a backup tweet that said, I hope all the white literary men die, too. I mean, these are crazy people with such hatred because I'm a male and white. So you'd be okay because at least you're a woman.
Well, she hated Barbara Bush, so if I ever wore pearls and died at 92, I might be subject to her wrath.
Well, if she heard your politics, she'd hate you, believe me.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
But here's my real point. Can you imagine sending your kid to learn at her school and your kid's a Republican? What chance would, especially a boy, would he have any chance of getting anything but an F or a D and ruining his whole college average? No, he wouldn't. And that's what happened to me at Columbia. Do you know I had straight A's for 4 years at Columbia without ever cracking a book, by the way? I never opened a book. All I did was major in Studio 54 and picking up blondes. But that's besides the point. The real point of my diatribe is I had one single D and all straight A's. That ruined my entire four-year average. My life would have changed because if I had perfect A's, I would have gone on to Harvard Law School. Because I couldn't get into Harvard Law School, I decided not to become a lawyer. What ruined my perfect A's?
Liberal. A liberal professor.
One D in Italian, he was liberal and gay and seethed towards me. I had gold chains around my neck. I had gold chains and drove a Trans Am.
Of course you did. You drove a
I did. I had the most beautiful Italian girlfriend and he hated
what color?
It was screaming blue with a screaming gold eagle on the hood with the engine that went.
Do you have a picture?
I don't have anything around. I'll dig something up. But anyway, he hated me from the moment he saw me. And by the way, the feeling was mutual. First of all, I admit, I've been, my whole adult life, I've been pretty much pro-gay. I have no problem with gays, except for in college. I just got out of high school. I didn't know there were gay people. When I met him and his lisp, it was the strangest thing I'd ever seen. And I never said a bad word to him, but I'm sure I looked weird at him. I just thought, what is this? I had no idea. I didn't know. How did 17-year-old, 18-year-old Wayne know anything about gay people? I knew nothing. And he looked at me as a conservative Republican Guido with chains around my neck and a beautiful blonde girlfriend from Italy, and he must have hated me with a passion, and he gave me a D.
What class?
Italian. I was learning Italian from my Italian girlfriend. And he gave me a D, and I got
to tell you.
And you know what was the biggest BS in the world?
What?
beginner's Italian. I took it thinking I'm learning Italian. Everyone else in the entire class was cheating. They were all Italians who spoke Italian at home and knew fluent Italian. And I walked in not knowing one word. So I was destined to be destroyed.
Did your Italian girlfriend speak Italian?
But she wasn't in the class with me. I was destined to be destroyed for the first moment I walk in that class. How do you ruin someone's entire four years of college?
Italian for the girl.
Yeah, and I made it clear.
God, Wayne.
Somehow I made it clear I was a Republican to this guy. And
did you have an Italian horn around your neck? Just tell me.
I don't know what I had, but I had lots of chains and I was very Italian. I grew up in an Italian neighborhood. What do you want from me?
You would know if you had an Italian horn.
No, I didn't have an Italian horn. No, there were no horns around my neck. Okay. They might have thought I had horns on my head if I had gone to Texas A&M, but in Columbia University, no one thought that. But everyone in the class was a lifelong Italian speaker, and I was the little Jewish kid who didn't know one word of Italian.
You should have taught him Hebrew.
And this guy never gave me a break. I thought he'd take mercy on me. Never gave me a break. So my point is that a liberal professor can destroy a conservative, and one grade can ruin your entire four years. You know, I graduated with a B+, A minus average because I had all A's and one D.
Well, when did they change? When did professors or even teachers change from being teachers to educators? But they've become indoctrination centers. I mean, right. I just saw a video that a kid took. I can't remember which college it was on the East Coast, and the professor was screamed at him,
yes,
"F your
New
life,
Jersey.
New Jersey, yeah,
yeah.
F your life,
college.
F your life,
yeah." And the
way
other,
to go, professor.
The other kid in the class said the entire class, every single day they go there, has become that professor aiming his eyes right at the conservative and lecturing only him and to the exclusion of the entire rest of the class.
So he's a bully.
Yes.
He's your typical progressive bully.
They can't believe that someone could be a conservative. They can't even believe it. And that was the attitude of that gay liberal professor at Columbia. And the irony is I've been pro-gay my entire life since then. Always been nice. But I didn't know they existed at that point. What do you want from me? Who ever do anything about gay?
I want your gold chains back. I want a picture from that era.
Just disclosing truth. Wayne Grude always talks truth about my life. Whatever it is, no matter how silly or goofy it is, I tell you the truth. Wayne Allyn War now back with more with Megan Barth. She's at ReaganBabe.com. I'm at RootForAmerica.com. Right back at you.
Unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm.
Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit CII1.com. Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's Wayne Allen Root, War Now, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare, of which I am a member, a proud member. I gave up my Aetna health insurance and I joined the alternative, which is Christian Health Sharing. And the best one I've ever found is Liberty HealthShare, not because they sponsored the show, because I joined them and they take such good care of me and my family. And they'll take that good care of you too. And the most important part is the price. It starts at $107 a month. For a single, $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty HealthShare, I saved $18,000 last year. I will save $18,000 this year. Do the math. $2,000 a month versus $449 a month. Multiply it by 12. I save $18,000. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237. One more time, toll-free 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring my show. Did you notice, Megan, that at Michigan State, the student government shoots down a proposal to put an American flag up because they said it doesn't. American flags do not promote diversity. The people in college are like, they're like three-year-olds, you know. They don't even know what they're saying or doing. They need to be sent to a country that's big on diversity.
I thought we were a nation of immigrants. How does that not, united under the flag, how does the flag not promote diversity? Who is arguing with these people? Who's not just giving them the middle finger and keeping the flag up?
It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Who are the pussycats that are just allowing this type of crap to infect a taxpayer-funded institution?
Here's what some of the people were saying. People look further into bills proposed by conservatives. I just want to say I would like to see this idea of all flags. I want to add to that, I think we should add all the queer community flags. There's about 70. What? And I mean, like, even the heterosexual one for all of you guys.
What? The heterosexual flag?
I never heard of the heterosexual flag. That's
what, everyone needs a flag?
Everyone needs a flag.
Everyone needs a flag. Okay. Well, I'm going to make my own flag, and I want my flag up there.
I don't know.
They think everyone has to fit into these little compartments. Like, we don't have a unique DNA. Like, we can't function autonomously from one another or from government control. They have to stick together because they don't have their own identity.
I just wonder what they do with these flags when nobody's looking.
Right?
It's,
do I have to wear patches then to identify, like, which flag I'm under?
Wait, it sounds like you would offend them. If you put up a queer flag, they call it queer. I never even used that word. I thought that's an offensive word.
No, that's okay.
I thought that's like the N-word, queer.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're a queer Palestinian...
You can say queer.
Well, no, then you have to have the queer Palestinian...
Because you offend them if you put up a generalized queer flag that doesn't represent
their claims. What about the hermaphrodites? Do the hermaphrodites get their own flag?
There must be a transsexual flag. There must be.
Well, I didn't even think. How about an asexual flag? Do we have a Morrissey flag now that we're supposed to fly?
What would a transsexual flag look like?
I have no idea. You know what? There's not even genders anymore. So let's just make it one big blah.
It'd be a giant question mark. I'm not sure what I am.
One big confused, messed up pile of progressive crap.
The topic you did want to talk about is Google working to manipulate the 2018 election.
I'm so glad you chose that one.
I chose it.
I wrote that.
Yes, so tell us about it.
Yeah, it's over.
This is your article?
Yes.
Oh, so tell us about it.
Oh, I thought you knew that. No, so it's just posted on ReaganBabe.com, originally posted at MediaEqualizer.com, and there was a study that it was done by Dr. Robert Epstein, and he is a psychologist from a behavioral center up in Canada. He was on Tucker a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about the headline, how Google can manipulate the elections. And they've done this study over the course of 5 years, and they've noticed that they can take a 50-50 split of undecided voters and change it to a 90-10.
Wow.
Just based on changing the search criteria.
Wow.
And this is what has happened, is that big tech is directly, exclusively aligned with the Democrat Party.
Right.
You look at how Eric Schmidt worked in the cave with the Obama engineers in the 2012 campaign. He assisted them with scraping data from Facebook, data from Google. He's awarded with, you know, garnering 5 million votes for Obama. So now Google and Facebook have both changed their algorithms. And I challenge the audience. You do it when we get off the air. Just Google Obama and see how many articles on the first page are from left-leaning sources. You will have CNN. You will have the New York Times. You will have the Washington Post. You will have NBC, ABC, CBS, maybe, MSNBC.
All right, so here we go. I Googled Obama, mm-hmm. and I have Axios. That's a liberal site, right?
Yep.
Axios. We have AOL.com, liberal.
Yep.
Denver Post, liberal.
Yep.
The office of Barack and Michelle Obama, the Obama mm-hmm. website, liberal.
Right.
Barack Obama's Wikipedia page, liberal. Barack Obama Twitter, okay. Barack Obama Facebook. Barack Obama White House governor. Barack Obama Los Angeles Times.
LA
Obama
Times.
Profiles the Parkland survivors for Huffington Post.
Huffington Post.
Obama praises Parkland students at CNBC.
CNBC.
Vanity Fair, very
yep.
liberal. The Yorker, very liberal.
Yep.
The Atlantic, very liberal.
Yep.
Oh, my God. There isn't a single negative thing about Obama here. Not one.
No.
What about?
And it's not only about the negative. It is about the sources they are providing, with it, which they consider their progressive partners. And so when you do a search, you're only going to get their progressive partners in the media that they've supposedly vetted.
They've destroyed this whole thing.
Yeah.
They destroyed it. I just put in Obama, horrible president. You think you'd get Gateway, Fox News?
Right.
No, you're getting liberal sites, too.
Right. Exactly.
New York Times comes up. Huffington Post comes up.
Right.
When you look under Obama, terrible president.
Right.
U.S. News and World Report.
You will not see
up.
Fox. You will not see
All
Daily
right,
Caller.
We're off. Goodbye. Heading back on TV in one sec. We'll be right back. Thanks, Megan.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.